What makes you happy? The secrets of happiness. What makes you happy? Maybe it's spending time with friends, finding a new book, or just going for a walk on a warm, sunny day. Like flowers in a garden, happiness comes in all forms. It doesn't look the same for everyone. Let's walk into the world of joy and try to discover the secrets of happiness. Happiness in sport. Sport can bring people happiness. It was very true for Emperor Taizu of the Song Dynasty, 960 to 1276. Tuju was one of the most popular sports in ancient China. The sport was similar to modern football. Before Tuju became a popular sport, it was a common game among soldiers. Emperor Taizu came from a military background and was particularly fond of the game. He was not only a big fan of Tuju, but he was also very good at it. It is said that he could use all parts of his body to keep the ball in the air all day without falling. Happiness in reading. Most people know that books are a window to a world of learning and wisdom. But for some, such as the Southern Song Dynasty, 1127 to 1276, poet Wengsun, the act of reading itself brings joy. In his four poems titled The Joy of Reading in Four Seasons, he expresses his feelings towards what the joy of reading is like. It's like the lovely green spring grass by the window. It's like playing the guqin in the gentle summer breeze. It's like the bright moon in the clear, frosty autumn sky. It's like plum blossoms in flower under the winter snow. The joy of reading is endless. It makes every season a perfect time to read. Happiness in hard work. Emperor Yongzheng was an emperor of the Qing Dynasty, 1644 to 1911. According to historians, he was probably the most hard-working emperor in history. He would sleep less than 4 hours a day and only take a day off on his birthday. He never complained. Instead, he enjoyed the busy work time very much. He once commented, "I work daily from dawn to dusk, and I am always full of energy. My body never gets tired. If I stop working, even for a short time, I feel uncomfortable. I work hard out of a true passion, with no pressure from others." Happiness in food. Keep the natural state of the food. When most people think of Yuan Mei, the first thing that comes to mind is his amazing talents as a poet. However, this Qing Dynasty literary giant had another major passion, food. For Yuan Mei, it was simple and pure food that brought him joy. In fact, he often criticized people for using food to show off. Yuan Mei loved food so much that he spent his life gathering recipes for the food he loved. He wrote the major cookery book, Recipes from the Garden of Contentment. Happiness in helping others. Lei Fang was an ordinary soldier of the Chinese People's Liberation Army. He was famous for doing good deeds, helping others, and always seeing the happiness of others as his own. Once, on a long train journey, he saw the train attendant was very busy, so he started to help out. Over the course of the journey, he mopped floors, cleaned windows, found seats for the elderly, helped people with heavy luggage, and even read his newspaper to other passengers. In his diary, Lei Feng wrote, "Working a bit harder and doing more good deeds for the people is my greatest joy and happiness." Today, stories of Lei Feng's good deeds, along with his humble attitude, continue to inspire millions. Happiness in ordinary life. Many consider Wang Zhengqi to be one of the greatest modern Chinese literary figures. But readers see him as a lovable old man with a true love for life. He could always find endless interest and happiness in the normal, everyday parts of life. When visiting a new place, for example, Wang Zhengqi often avoided popular places. Instead, he found great happiness wandering through food markets. According to his words, live chickens and ducks, fresh and juicy fruits and vegetables, and bright red chili peppers in a lively and crowded place. These all make him feel the joy of living. Finding happiness in bad situations. Many people look to the world around them to find happiness. But some people can find happiness within themselves instead. The famous Southern Song Dynasty poet Lu You was a good example of such a person. He had a hard life, but could always find happiness in any situation. In his poem, A Visit to a Village West of the Mountains, Lu You talks about the value of being positive when times are tough. After endless mountains and rivers that leave doubt whether there is a path out, suddenly one encounters the shade of a willow, bright flowers, and a lovely village. Find your happiness. Happiness means different things to different people. But here are some universal tips that may help you discover your own happiness. Spend time doing things you love, whether they are useful or not. Spend time with people who make you happy. Volunteer. Help people and always be kind to others. Take on challenges positively and think of them as chances to grow. Don't stay angry at others or yourself. Live in the moment. Love the world around you. Most importantly, remember that happiness comes and goes, and it's okay to be unhappy sometimes. What's important is that overall, your life is one of joy and fulfillment. Word bank. Blossom. Comment. Complain. Criticize. Deed. Encounter. Figure. Frosty. Fulfillment. Gentle. Giant. Mop. Ordinary. Passion. Path. Recipe. Tip. Tough. Uncomfortable. Wander. Willow.